sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it here this third and final hour on this Friday, July 25th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So what do you guys think? Are we going to get a budget done before the end of September here in Lansing? Or is Matt Hall and the Republican caucus going to stand strong and demand some major cuts to the government spending in Lansing, forcing the Senate Democrats as well as the governor to agree to a lower budget? Are they going to come up with a long-term road funding plan? The Republicans in the House want to eliminate all of the economic development funds that we are spending and have been spending for years with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Michigan SOAR Fund, all these Michigan Strategic Fund, all these funds that Governor Gretchen Whitmer has grown in her budget ever since she's been governor, offering money, taxpayer dollars in the form of grants to these outside businesses, not here in the state of Michigan, not any Michigan company, not any Michigan corporation, not any Michigan business, but to others, outsiders, even people outside of the country, outside the United States. Most recently, her and Quentin Messer Jr., the CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, took a economic trip, quote unquote, to Australia. What the heck is our governor doing in Australia? I mean, this is insanity. The amount of money that she has wasted on trying to get businesses to come to Michigan is just unwarranted. It's not in the Constitution. It isn't something she should be doing. It isn't something that is working. So the Republicans are saying, you know what, Governor? It's time to give it up. Personally, I think it's a money laundering scheme. I think that $20 million grant that was given to Faye Baydoun ended up being nothing more or less than a slush fund for her to donate back to Democrats and their reelection campaign. She even donated to some Supreme Court justices. Did not produce one job. Did not hire anybody, did not do what she said she was going to do when she created this, quote, international business influencer. That's what her company, Global Link, was supposed to do. Did she do it? No, she did not. She spent $4,500 on a coffee maker. She leased some very expensive real estate office in Lansing. She got furniture for it, but guess what? Never hired anybody to sit in the dang chairs. This is just insanity. Well, let's see what happens. We're going to continue watching it, but we'll see whether or not the Republicans stand strong and say, no, we're going to cut the budget. We are not going to spend $82 billion in fiscal year 2026. Let's see where this goes. And who is going to be the bad guy? According to the media, of course, it's going to be the House Republicans. We already know that's who they work for, the Democrats and this governor, so be it. Bring it on. Let's do it. Let's fight this battle this year. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three here on this Friday. Joining us in this segment every Friday is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, former state representative, is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
We're doing good. You know, when you sent me this text this morning, I thought this is somewhat of a perfect example of things that I've been trying to do for years, is educate our children, especially on tradition, conservative values, Second Amendment. I've always taken our kids and our grandkids, and now even our great-grandkids, I've taken them to gun ranges and taught them firearm safety and taught them how to shoot. And many of them have gone out and purchased their own guns now that they're adults, and they got concealed carry. They're very much educated about the Second Amendment. I feel it's our responsibility for us to teach that to our young people, or basically that tradition, that sacred Second Amendment right might end up going away someday if we don't do it.
Yeah, we either use it or we lose it.
Right? Well, I started thinking about you, and then you texted me this, and I thought, you know, it was really funny because we had to postpone our Fun Shoot Pig Roast this year. People were basically just burnt out from 2024, and they said, Randy, we got family, we got family reunions. I heard all kinds of people. So we postponed it to next year. And now I've already gotten gubernatorial candidates coming. I've already got, surprisingly, confirmation from Mike Rogers' guy that he's going to come.
Oh, good.
And, yeah, it's going to be a good event. July 18th, 2026. Put it on your calendar. Because I'm going to invite all my sponsors for the radio show to come. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have you and Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital and Tim Roberts from Patriots Relief and MAGA Water. John Davis is coming. So it's going to be a good time. But what I started thinking about, especially with you, is, you know, insurance is actually something that young people, I'm sure they don't learn it in school. And if they're not going to learn it in school, where else are they going to learn it? Is perhaps at home. I think this is something, this is a process. This is something that's a very important part of our lives that I think family members and grandparents especially should sit down and educate their kids and their grandkids on.
Absolutely. And so particularly when kids get their learner's permit, that's probably a really good time to start the conversation with them regarding auto insurance and what the law is and what is, you know, required in the state of Michigan, which is that you carry liability coverage if you're going to drive a vehicle on the road. And it's just important that kids understand what that means, and that there's an expense, because driving is a privilege, not a right. And we have a license for that. And there's a process. And that helps protect people on the road, protect property when you add a collision and comprehensive. And I'm happy to, you know, help people walk their kids through this type of thing. But there's an expense to that. And I made sure my girls understood that when we added them to our policy, that, you know, this is not free. And the different components. And then one of the biggest things, I can't stress this enough, how this will mess up a young person's and any person's life, is if you get a drug or alcohol offense while behind the wheel. If you get a DUI, an operating while intoxicated, or any other offense like that, or even a reckless driving can hang out for a really, really long time on your record and cause massive problems with insurance for, you know, 20 years, 30 years sometimes.
Well, on that point, though, because I kind of want to back the bus up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
When you're talking to them, because, of course, they come to mom and dad, and you have to give permission for them to take driver's training. You've got to sign something that says, I authorize you to teach my child how to operate a motorized vehicle and take them out on the road. You know, basically a liability disclosure form that protect the education driver, the teacher that's teaching them how to drive. But they have to understand that your insurance is actually protecting them while they're driving that driver's education vehicle, along with him having his insurance, so it overlaps and everything works together.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not, mom and dad, I just want to get my license. It's like, okay, but now you're entering basically adulthood as your very first step. And as a result, there is financial consequences to us adding you to our policy. And if you get in an accident, or like you say, you text and drive, or you're drunk and drive or whatever, that's going to have financial ramifications that could impact our family.
Yes. In a huge way. Because if you get a drunk driving and you've got a Farm Bureau policy with me, you're going to get that driver is going to have to be removed from your policy. And let's say they have a restricted license. They're going to have to get a very expensive, likely Progressive policy that's going to, you know, quadruple the cost for the family. Mm. If it's a young person, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't even get their license back until they're probably 18.
Right, or 20, or
20 or 21 or, you know, right. Whatever it is. This is a teachable moment to sit down and look your little one in the eye and say, look, don't do this. Aside from you might die or, heaven
or
forbid, kill somebody else.
Right.
This will impact your life for the foreseeable future. And it will impact our family's life for the foreseeable future. And so it's not just the here and now and living in the moment. And so it's just another teachable moment. But they should lay out their policy, and they should go over the different coverages that are there, and then show them how much it costs. Then if they pay annually or monthly, and then break it down, the kid hopefully has a little job, and then equate it to real dollars and cents on how much they have to work to pay for the privilege, the right to drive a vehicle on the road.
Well, and see, that's where you give them a dose of reality, number one. But number two, we've talked to our Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole. We have our insurance with him. He has our home. He has all our vehicles. He has our toys. He has everything. Well, when I called Tristan and said, okay, you're going to be added to our policy, Tristan told me, okay, it's going to cost an extra, you know, $400 every 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Okay, just, I'm grabbing a number. Yeah, 300. Yeah, let's make it divisible. Let's make it easy. $300 increase for 6 months. It's $50 a month.
Uh-huh.
How are you going to pay that $50 a month? How are you going to reimburse Dad that $50 so that you have the right to be insured on our vehicles, which you have to have? Like you say, it's a privilege. It's not a right. You're not guaranteed the right to be able to get a license and drive our vehicles. Mm-hmm. It's going to have some real consequences. How are you going to pay me back that $50 a month?
Yeah, yeah. These are good, healthy conversations to have with young people. And then you can, I mean, I always try to delve into life insurance, but then maybe they should have a life insurance policy when they get their driver's license.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, they're going to be on the road with a bunch of crazy people.
Yeah.
Or accidents just happen. Have you ever seen, going down the expressway and see a tire and a rim sitting on the side of the road? Those fall off commercial vehicles, semis periodically. I had it happen when I was driving one time. It'd come off one of my set of duals came off the trailer.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it until I got to my destination. I go back there and I'm missing a whole tire and rim. I mean, that's hundreds of pounds going 65 miles an hour down the road, and it could be at night and you'd never see it happen. It could be a complete accident. Something like that hits you and you're gone.
I'll give you one even better. When I was truck driving, I was down in, I think it was Texas. I mean, it was like 110 degrees out.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these trailer tires you're talking about that commercial trailers use, they use what's called retreads.
Yep, yep.
Okay, well, I had an alligator. That's what a retread tread
is. That's
what we
call them.
Yeah, I had an alligator come flying right at my windshield from a semi I was following. We had a little convoy thing happening, and that heat had absolutely, literally melted that retread right off of that semi trailer. Uh-huh. And it came, and Tristan, only the grace of God, I was able to swerve just ever so slightly. I didn't go completely in the other lane. And you know that alligator took off my right mirror on my semi.
Uh-huh.
And if I hadn't swerved over just that little bit, it would hit my windshield. God only knows, it could have come right through my windshield.
Yeah, that could be 50 pounds of rubber going, 70, 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, a steel belt.
this is a good time to talk about if something happens. And you kind of want to put a little fear in these young people when they're driving. This is serious business. This is very serious business. And what would happen if a drunk driver hit them and they passed away? What financial burdens that puts with a funeral? I mean, you can extrapolate this out into so many life lessons on why it's important to have specific coverages, have these policies, and that it costs money.
Yeah, absolutely it does. Well, on the lighter side,
yeah.
you're always involved in all kinds of extracurricular activities, and you love Northern Michigan like we do. Maybe some items, things are happening in Northern Michigan people may not know about that you think you'd like to share with them.
Well, right now, Venetian Festival is going on in Charlevoix. I would, that's going to be a great time. There's probably a couple concerts happening tonight, tomorrow. I would absolutely go and visit beautiful Charlevoix and partake in the Venetian Festival. And if that's not your thing, man, it's going to be a great weekend to be on the beach hunting Petoskey stones or hiking. I just sent a friend of mine to a beach there, actually in Charlevoix County, a little hidey hole to find some Petoskey stones. And the fishing should be pretty good right now, too. Casting for bass out on the waterways in the inland lakes should be really, really, really good right now. And, of course, we're going to have people that are tubing and kayaking, canoeing the rivers. What a great summer weekend to be out and about.
Yeah, absolutely. The weather, they're forecasting very nice and low pressure. We're not going to get too many low pressures to bring us the rain and the overcast, so hopefully high pressures will prevail. One other thing, you always talk about with Farm Bureau activity, what's happening if you know of any county, the festivals that are coming on, the different activities going with 4-H and all that, the county fairs, what's happening there?
We're coming into fair time, absolutely. So we've got the Antrim County Fair coming up in, I believe, the 7th or 8th of August here in Bel Air. We've got Alden Days happening this weekend as well. We're going to have, I believe, the Missaukee County Fair is coming up here the end of next week. It's just a busy, busy time. There's always something to do. But, yeah, if you can get out and support the local 4-H'ers and the market livestock programs that are not 4-H related, for example, in some of these cases, go out to the auction, support these kids, buy a hog, buy a pen of chickens. That'll be taken care of as far as the butchering, and you support the kids. It's like having your own private farmer that hand raises your protein for you that goes and you can use out of your freezer all winter long and all summer long.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're excited. One thing that I think that people need to understand is this type of activity, this kind of events that happen. I mean, God only gives us like 14, 15 weekends, and this is definitely one of them. But these fairs, they're so important. We got to support the county fairs, the kids, absolutely keep those going. But
And then I'd be remiss if I didn't put a safety gram out there with you as well. Right now, cherry harvest is in full swing in the fruit belt. I was visiting with one of my cherry farmers yesterday, and so please, please, please be careful and be patient as they're moving equipment out on the roadways, and make sure you give them a wave. Maybe stop at their roadside stand. And thank a farmer for what they do. It's a tough time to be involved in agriculture right now with all the regulations, all the rules out there, and the expenses. Just give them a bit of a break and just slow down. Take it easy. It's summer in Northern Michigan. We've got a lot of things happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And love those roadside stands that sell the cherries. Oh, man. Bring some extra cash with you when you're out driving around Northern Michigan. You got to get some of these cherries, man. They are so awesome. So, Justin,
absolutely,
we appreciate you as always. Again, text me TC or go to his website, TristanCole.com. That'll connect you with his office in Bel Air. Get an insurance checkup and make sure you talk to those kids. Appreciate you, Tristan. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too, sir. On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source.